This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi there. This is Cindy Linden, and you're listening to the Cook Along Podcast. I've decided not to heat up my kitchen today, because it's kind of warm outside, but I still want a nice dinner, and I have a recipe that I haven't tried yet that I'm kind of excited about that's called slow cooker butter chicken. So that's what we're gonna make today. And so you'll need a slow cooker, and what else? Just a sharp knife, probably. You'll need all the ingredients listed on the website, which is thecookalongpodcast.com. And those ingredients are 2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs. And I'm using a combination, actually, of those. Half of an onion, a 14-ounce can of coconut milk, a 6-ounce can of tomato paste, 8 cloves of garlic, and 4 tablespoons of butter, a couple of tablespoons of flour, some garam masala, some paprika, some cumin, some turmeric, some cayenne, and then salt and pepper. And then I'm going to serve it probably with both basmati rice and some naan, but you could just use one or the other. The noise that you're hearing right now is me defrosting my chicken because I buy it frozen and I have to put it in the microwave to make it usable. So while that's defrosting, I am going to cut up the onion. It says half of an onion. It says a yellow onion, but I happen to both prefer and to have on hand sweet onions. These are Walla Walla sweets, which are really wonderful sweet onions that are only in season a short time each year. I don't know if you can get them where you are, and you don't have to use a sweet onion, just any onion. And these are really large. So what am I going to do? I'm going to use, I'm still going to use half of it because I happen to like onion. So I'm just peeling off the skin. And then I'm gonna chop it up. It says it should be minced, so I'm gonna chop it pretty small. Where I am today, in Portland, Oregon, of all places, it's really hot. It's about 100 degrees outside. And maybe I'm crazy to be cooking at all, but like I said, we gotta eat, and this is a recipe I've been wanting to try, and I can cook it without heating up my kitchen. The only trick is that I'm starting it a little bit late in the day because it's gonna have to cook for 2 to 3 hours on high. And normally I usually use low and just let it cook all day, but that's not happening today. So I hope while I'm yakking at you, you're chopping your onion as fine as you can get it. That's usually what they mean when they say minced is really tiny. I don't know that that's important because I haven't made this recipe before. But I'm working on getting them kind of small. Okay. Now, I'm using a ceramic knife, by the way. I don't know if you've heard me talk about that before. but I find it both really sharp, well balanced, and for me, if I use a stainless steel knife and I cut an onion, it's instant tears, but I feel as though the ceramic doesn't interact the same way with the onion, and I don't have that issue. But it depends on what kind of onion you're using, because it's also about the fact that I'm using a sweet onion as opposed to a hotter one, and that can make a difference as well. Okay, and my chicken, I'll bet you, is almost ready. And what we're gonna do with that, check it here. Well, I'm gonna break it up a little bit, and I'm gonna give it the rest of its time, which is another minute and a half. What we're gonna do with the chicken when it comes out here is cube it. So just little squares of chicken. And then you're gonna wanna have your other ingredients close to hand, because this goes together really fast. This takes about 15 minutes to put it together. And then it's gonna cook for a couple of hours. I hope it's gonna be done in that amount of time. I'm adding a little extra onion. So I've started doing this thing where I leave the little root part of the onion, instead of composting it or throwing it away, I put it in a little bit of fresh water and it starts to grow, and then I plant it in my yard. And later I have actual onions from it. So I was just trimming around that and got a few extra pieces here. And now I'm putting that piece of onion in the water. Oh, I've got one ready to go here. Okay, now the chicken. It's not completely defrosted. I don't think that matters one bit because I'm cubing it anyway. I just need it soft enough to get the knife through it. And I think for this, I'm gonna check this ceramic knife and see how that works. Oh, that's gonna be just fine. All right, I was thinking I might need to switch to a fillet knife, but this is just fine. So, hopefully, you have a knife that'll do this fairly easily. Just cube the chicken. It doesn't say how big the cubes should be, so just do what feels good to you. And keeping in mind that you're gonna be eating this over rice, my guess is that we don't want the pieces very big. And I think I am just gonna leave you to cut your meat while I do mine. And then you can come back to me when it's all cubed. All right, so the chicken is cubed, the onions are minced, and that leaves only the garlic. And I'm gonna say, let's get started on this step before we start worrying about the garlic. So we're gonna take the 4 tablespoons of butter. Now I tell you that this recipe says unsalted. And if you've worked with me before, you know that I don't care if it's unsalted or not, because I like salt. And I know that 4 tablespoons is half a stick. So I'm putting 4 tablespoons, half a stick, into a large-ish saucepan. And the only thing that's gonna go in here is the butter, the onions, and the garlic. So you just need a pan big enough to cook that without it taking too long. And I'm turning that on now, about medium high. And I'm gonna, so here's what it says. It says to heat the butter in the skillet over medium heat, and then saute the onion for 10 to 12 minutes or until softened and caramelized. By the way, today's recipe comes from 12 tomatoes, and it's adapted from a recipe from a book called Noshing with the Nolans. While the onions are cooking for 10 to 12 minutes, we're gonna stir them every once in a while, but meanwhile, I'm also gonna squash 8 cubes of garlic. And it just says crushed. Now I have a garlic press that I like using because it means most of the garlic ends up in the dish, but you could just flatten it and then you'd have the cloves of the garlic in there, and that probably would be just fine. I'm waiting for my pan to heat, and while I'm doing that, I'm breaking out 8 cloves of garlic. 1, 2, 3. And the problem, of course, with garlic is all the cloves are different sizes. I'm picking kind of big ones. Okay, butter is melting. It's not completely melted yet. Patience is not one of my strong points. I really want to put the onions in right now. I'm resisting. And I am throwing away the little garlic wrappers instead, trying not to look and see if the butter's ready. Recounting the garlic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, one short. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's weird. Okay. And the butter is, well, okay, it's melted enough. I'm not waiting anymore. So now I'm scooping the onions off the cutting board and into the butter. If you do this, remember to use the back of your knife. If you don't scoop with the sharp edge will stay sharp a lot longer. Okay, onions are in the pan. I'm stirring them around because I, you know, don't have the pan very hot. This is going to take a little while, but at least it's in. And now I'm gonna smash the garlic. So to peel a garlic, clove, you smash it, and then the skin will come right off. You take the flat side of your knife, put your garlic clove on the counter, and press down, and the garlic skin will split, and you can pull it off pretty easily. I'm definitely going to use garlic press on this. But like I said, if you don't have one, no big deal. I imagine you could mince it if you wanted to. Onions are starting to bubble a little bit while I'm peeling this garlic. Okay, stir your onions. Here I go. I'm midway through peeling a garlic clove, but I'm feeling anxious about the onions, so I'm giving them a little stir. Back to the garlic clove. Okay, peeling. Okay, now I'm gonna get the garlic press out. Because in a second, we're gonna add the garlic to the onions. Well, no, probably not a second. It's gonna take these a while to become caramelized. Softened and caramelized. So softened, usually you can tell because they get a little translucent. I mean, they're not solid white anymore. They have a little bit of a clear quality to it. Caramelized means they're starting to brown a little bit. So we gotta wait for a bit. The butter will make that happen. But that takes a little more time. So while it's doing that, I'm actually gonna continue with my garlic by pressing it and then putting it into a bowl so that I can just scoop it out of the bowl all at one time. You know, we'll find out in the long run whether that was too much garlic. I haven't often had things that I thought had too much garlic, but again, you know, feel like it's coming out of your pores for 2 or 3 days after you eat a whole lot of garlic. So you kind of have to really like garlic. Smashing some more garlic. And you know, it leaves a kind of a smashed skin inside the press. I'm just throwing all of that in because it's, you know, it says to crush the garlic. Well, that's what this is. This is definitely crushed. So I figure the part that's left in the garlic press is fair game. Okay, that's all done. The onions are still cooking. They're still clear. They're not brown yet. But let's go back and stir them again. Maybe you can hear them sizzling. Certainly you can hear your own. Huh, okay, I think they might be starting to brown a little bit. 10 to 12 minutes, it said. Well, all right. So we're gonna just be patient. Smells good, always smells so good. While those are still browning, I'm gonna do a little bit of cleanup. It's good to clean as you go. It's sometimes a nuisance, but it'll save you a lot of fuss afterward. So mostly what I've got to clean up right now is garlic skins. You may have garlic skins and bits of onion to clean up. And I put mine in a compost bin. All right, there we go. Back to the onions. Yeah, they're definitely looking different. They're looking as though they want to turn brown very soon, which would be really good because it's getting later and later, and I won't be able to eat this for at least 2 hours after I put it in the machine. If yours turns brown before mine does, assuming that you smashed the garlic at the same time I did, you can go ahead and put that in. I'm not ready to do that yet, but you can go ahead and do that. And I'm getting close. I can see that they're turning brown a little bit. And you're just going to put the garlic in and cook it for 1 minute. And then you're going to transfer everything in that pan to the bottom of your slow cooker. This has a lot of things I like in it, but I don't usually cook Indian food. It's not something I have a lot of experience with. But this seemed really simple, and it sounded really yummy. And I have heard people talk about butter chicken, which is why I noticed the recipe when I found it, because I've heard people rave about butter chicken. All right, my onions are kind of golden. I'm going to give them a little more time, but not much. Boy, they look good and smell wonderful. They're just kind of light golden brown, which isn't really caramelized. Oh, but it's going fast. Wow. Now they're starting to go really fast. Okay, so now I'm adding my garlic. That's a lot of garlic. Stir it up. And we're going to cook it for 1 minute. 1 minute. I'll set the timer so I don't have to count. This will only mean something to people of a certain age, but I used to sing to myself the Jeopardy song because I knew that was 1 minute long. So I used to sing that to measure a minute. I won't burden you with, with that process today. But if you don't know what I mean, it's a handy little trick for figuring out how long a minute is, and you could go look it up on online, probably on YouTube. You'll find a recording of the Jeopardy wait music while everybody's coming up with their answer. This is really nice golden brown now. And the timer is about to go. Off, and there we go. All right, pouring all that into my slow cooker. Yeah, man. Okay, with that kind of a good stuff on the base, this has to be good. It just has to be good. All right, next thing is that we put the chicken that we cut up on top of that. We just sort of pile all the chicken on top of that in the slow cooker, in case that wasn't clear. In the slow cooker, all the chicken that we cubed. And now I'm gonna wash my hands, hold on. Because I just scooped them up with my hands. You don't have to do that, but it's what I do. I kinda cook with my hands. Now we're going to season it with the garam masala. And for that, we just want 1 tablespoon of garam masala. And that just goes right over the chicken. So I happen to have a half a tablespoon, a measurer, but otherwise you could probably just eyeball it if you don't have that. Half a tablespoon of paprika. 1 teaspoon of cumin, or cumin. I've heard people pronounce it both ways. Teaspoon cumin. Sprinkling it over the chicken. Careful about this stuff. If you get it on your clothes, it will not come off easily. That's true when you're eating it as well. Be careful what you wear to the dinner table. 1 teaspoon of cayenne. Okay. In case anybody was wondering whether this might be spicy, the answer would be absolutely yes. All of the spices we just added, or are just now adding, are definitely hot. Hot, spicy. Okay, cayenne is in. Then salt it a little bit. It says generously. I'm gonna use a coarse sea salt I happen to prefer. Just grind it in there. You know what? I think I'm gonna leave out the, I'll put in a little pepper, but there's so much spice here already. I'm just shaking the shaker over it rather than do anything fancy. There's the salt, a little more salt. I'm guessing it won't be enough salt. We'll know later. Pour in the coconut milk. This again is 1 can, which is 14, well, they used to be 14 ounces. This one is 13 and a half. Pour in the coconut milk. Beautiful. Really, this is beautiful. Some of the fat was on the top. had some low-fat coconut milk. I opted not to use it because, being the first time that I've used this recipe, I wasn't sure how much it affects the texture. If what you have on hand is low-fat, go for it. Let's see, you know, you can compare your results to what you see in the picture that I'm doing. Okay. And then the last thing is the tomato paste. So it's a 6-ounce can of tomato paste, and I'm going to scoop that all in there. I use a rubber spatula for this because I have a nice narrow rubber spatula, but a spoon would do. Okay, and then stir it up. Mixing so that everything combines. That's what. Oh, and the flour. Oh, sorry. 2 tablespoons. 2 tablespoons of flour need to go in. Boy, I almost missed that. And that, I'm sure, would mean things were not the right consistency. So I'm going to kind of sprinkle this so it doesn't clump up. In it goes. Okay. Now we stir it all up. Be sure that the tomato paste gets all mashed in, because sometimes tomato paste likes to stay in clumps. And ditto with the flour. So stir it pretty good. Okay, and then put the lid on. And as I told you earlier, I'm doing this on high, which will take 2 to 3 hours. If you're doing it early in the day and you have all day to cook it, you probably want to put it on low for 5 to 6 hours. And that's that. And I will post some pictures of this, and I will probably also serve it with some basmati rice and some store naan to scoop it up with. And that's the end of today's cook-along, slow cooker butter chicken. Again, the website to find the ingredient list and the list of tools is thecookalongpodcast.com. You can also look there for a recipe to make for dessert. Until next time, happy cooking!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're enjoying this podcast, you can make a contribution through the supporter link on every Cook Along podcast page or go to Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/thecookalongpodcast. Thanks for your support and thanks for listening.